Welcome back, Dog Pound. The off-season in professional football, it's so easy, Matt, is it? You just go to the pool, you hang out, you listen to music, and just enjoy life.
It's what people think, but it's definitely not. It is a year-round job. And there is one Cleveland Brown who is taking things to a whole new level. Let's check it out.
All right, Matt, that is a crazy way to train. I'm sure you did it with Hot Wheels when you were a kid.
I never did. You know what? The most extreme thing that I ever did was, you see the tractor tires or monster truck tires. You think you're getting big, you're getting strong in the offseason, you get confident, you start getting out of your comfort zone, you start flipping those tires, but nothing like what Robert Nelson is doing.
Well, what's the sense in doing that, though? I watch that, and I'm like, man, this guy really wants to play for the Browns. He's doing some extreme training, but does it make sense? And would any trainer say, you know what, let's strap a car to our back and try to train that way?
Well, it's anything you can do to get uncomfortable. And in most cases, the 16-game season is very long. And right now, Robert Nelson wants to build up, you know, the waist down. He wants to build those muscles in his leg to be as fast and as physical as he can. And pulling and pushing heavy objects helps you do that.
What's the advantage to doing anything like that? Because I remember when you were at Ohio State, you guys would put parachutes on your back, you would run back and forth. What is the advantage to using kind of an inanimate object to try to turn things around?
It's just all about developing speed, you know, developing those muscles in your lower half to be used to running or pulling or pushing something so that when you take it off, you accelerate. It's actually a part of combine training.
Interesting stuff. I don't think I'll be seeing people pushing smart cars around Northeast Ohio the way he's doing it. All right, finally, it's our weekly predictions, where we tell you where we're convinced what is going to happen over the next week. Fire away. What do you got?
My prediction is, as the rules committee is meeting in Arizona, there's 53 guys on a roster, but only 45 can dress on the day of a game. And what I'd like to do, I'd like to expand that number, because there are times in a football season, even in a football game, where you get a multitude of injuries at one position and you have to like reshuffle those guys. So to have an additional number of guys on that roster, that means you can carry a third quarterback, which a lot of teams do not do, what I think would make the game better and actually a little bit safer.
All right, what would that do to the practice squad then? Would you keep the practice squad or not?
I'd keep it the same. That expansion is very good. It gives a team an opportunity to keep a player in their organization without having to release him so that he can be signed elsewhere. And he becomes part of their system. And when his time comes, he can get called up and go right back to the practice squad. But he's an asset for that organization.
Kind of like a little minor league. All right, yes. I'm going to give you my bold prediction for the week. And the prediction is, you are going to be great, Northeast Ohio, this week, because we've got the NCAA tournament coming here. We'll have the Sweet 16. We'll have the Elite Eight. It's really a great way to show what this city is all about. I know we've got the RNC coming up down the road, but this will be a true test of how great this city is, and there'll be so many outsiders in here, so many college basketball fans coming to the queue. Man, the atmosphere is outstanding. It's a little bit different than a Cavaliers game, and I love the fact that we have this, and I know Cleveland's going to look great.
It is, and it's a great time to be a part of Northeast Ohio. The energy here and the growth here is spectacular.
All right, Matt, hey, thank you very much for
My
being
pleasure.
A part of it this week. Come back anytime.
I will try.
Make sure you listen to Matt and Nathan Zagura on Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850, and then I'll be right back here on News Channel 5 weeknights at 6 and 11, plus on 92.3 The Fan from 10 to 2, Baskin and Phelps. And make sure you tune in next week to Inside the Cleveland Browns and the Dog Pound Report for your chance to win Luke Bryan tickets. You have to watch to win, though. Have a great week, everybody. Everybody.